在2018年咧，喺嗰年咧，我都有一個很特別的經歷。就話說喺嗰年咧，我有機會咧嚟到跟隨 Compassion Canada 呢個機構咧，我去墨西哥嚟到體驗一下、經歷一下、觀察一下佢哋喺嗰度嘅扶貧嘅工作。咁啊，的而且確喺嗰一次嘅觀察嘅裏面咧，你問我，我真係大開眼界。大開眼界也者不單止是因為我見到他們在當地不同的村鎮的裡面所做的各項的扶貧工作，更加就是我見到他們是怎樣來跟當地的教會合作，甚至乎他們裝備支持當地的教會，就在那裡那個村莊裡面來幫助那些貧困當中的兒童和家庭，為到那些年輕人，為到那裡的小朋友帶來了一生受益的工作。不單止他們去幫到一些貧困的家庭來有機會脫貧，更重要一件事就是在一個這樣的過程裡面，其實他們將主耶穌基督的真理、將福音來帶過給他們，所以以至於當他們成長的過程裡面，他們不單止只是在個物質上面能夠有所供給，更重要就是在他的生命裡面帶來一個很大的一個改變。一種以福音工作作為基礎的扶貧工作，為生命帶來巨大的改變，這個是令到我大開眼界的原因。亦都因為是這樣，於是就由那年開始，我們教會就不斷地來到跟 Compassion Canada 來成為了這個合作的夥伴。我們每年都支持他們在不同的地區裡面一些的扶貧工作，並且在不同的地方裡面跟他們來到合作。如果你想知道更多 Compassion Canada 的工作，其實最好都不是由我一個人來講的。今天的早上我先有一條短片可以給大家看一看，你透過這條短片的話，你就能夠可以更加體會得到、清楚得到 Compassion Canada 在不同的地區他們究竟是怎樣做扶貧工作的。我們來去一去片先。
Compassion is working around the world to release children from poverty in Jesus' name.But how exactly does it work? Well, to begin with, we love Jesus. We love the church. And we love children. Everything we do flows from there. Compassion partners with more than 8,000 churches worldwide, churches who are already ministering to families living in poverty. The staff and volunteers at these churches know the needs in their communities because they live there too.Compassion staff get to know these churches and talk with them about how we can complement what they're already doing. We offer training, financial resources, and curriculum to help expand and deepen their impact. These partner churches then reach out to families in their communities, inviting children to be part of what we call a child development center. Activities at the center are designed to encourage physical, mental,social, emotional, and spiritual growth. Many of these churches start at the earliest stages of development, coming alongside pregnant moms to help them have a healthy pregnancy and delivery. Staff from the center visit new caregivers and their babies at home to check on their health and equip them with the resources they need to thrive. As children get older, they attend activities at the Child Development Center.Staff and tutors there get to know children personally and help them through challenges at school and at home. As children become teenagers, they learn skills that will help them be successful in life, like vocational skills and how to have healthy relationships. Churches also support parents and caregivers to improve stability at home. They may offer classes that promote literacy, healthy discipline, and skills to earn an income.Churches also identify specific problems that hinder child development and work with Compassion on solutions like sourcing clean water, providing mosquito nets, building latrines, and constructing classrooms at the church. All community activities vary from church to church because the challenges are unique to each community.
正如上個禮拜咧，我同弟兄姊妹嚟分享，我哋喺呢一個邊緣世界零距離呢一個嘅系列嘅裏面，我哋就係好想嚟到讓我哋嘅會眾能夠有機會去認識過去嘅裏面，我哋喺多走一步裏面嚟到係所支持嘅各個唔同嘅扶貧嘅機構啊咁樣。咁今個禮拜我哋就特別邀請到 Compassion Canada 喺我哋中間咧嚟到去分享，佢哋特別咧嚟到去有一位嘅同工就係 Grant Sip 啊，佢咧係呢一個嘅地區關係嘅統籌，佢喺我哋中間今天嘅早上。他会为我们讲解一下 Compassion Canada 做什么事情和神在他们当中的工作。 So this morning we have a privilege to have Grant to be with us to share with us the work and the ministry of the Compassion Canada. Thank you, Grant.
Well, thank you, Pastor Joshua, for having us here this morning. I was just so blessed by the energy of the worship team and the worship here. So thank you, team, for leading us. I
have to translate.
Oh, you can translate. Yes, sorry.
我感恩的时候，今天有这样的荣幸，能够可以跟大家在当中里面，我们同的敬拜，好被头先大家的敬拜那一份的动力所感染。
Yeah, we have done this once before, haven't we? I just want to say I don't understand Cantonese, nor do I speak it, but our great God does, and so He hears our collective worship.
我知道咧，我想话俾大家听，其实我唔识得广东话嘅，咁我亦都唔识听，亦都唔识得讲。不过我哋知道，我哋嘅上帝知道各种语言嘅，所以正头先我哋一同喺度嚟到一同敬拜嘅时候，神喺当中系悦纳嘅。
So what a gift to be here with you this morning.
所以今天嘅早上能够在大家嘅当中，呢一个系神俾我嘅恩赐。
In my work with Compassion, I often get asked, what would you want the church to know about Compassion?
当我在 Compassion 里面来工作的时候，有很多人都问我，究竟你们很想教会知道什么呢？有关于 Compassion 的。
So my answer would be this, church, if only you knew.
所以呢，我的答案就是，我盼望教会知道的就是，
if only you knew the impact, the difference,that your partnership has made over the years.
我好想你知道嘅就系过去里面教会同我哋嚟到喺合作喺呢啲扶贫工作上面，你哋系为我哋带嚟几大嘅改变同埋影响。
And Canadian churches for over 50 years have supported interventions and programs around the world in the 27 countries that we're active in.
而喺过去五十年嘅里面，其实加拿大嘅教会啊，其实不断咁样喺唔同嘅地方去参与我哋遍及27个国家嘅唔同嘅项目。
And here's a quick look at some of those supported programs.
我哋可以睇睇过去嘅里面教会参与过嘅项目。
And some examples of church engagement.
啊，例如过去嘅里面教会系参与过呢啲嘅项目嘅。
First and foremost, a Canadian sponsor over 105,000 children.
過去裡面加拿大的教會咧，佢喺助養兒童上面，佢曾經助養過105,000個嘅小朋友。
And what we're really excited about is how Canadians have invested in relationship.
而喺呢一個助養，佢唔係淨係助養，仲要喺當中就係助養者同埋助養嘅兒童所建立嘅關係。
And you can see that almost 100,000 letters have been written and sent to those children.
而助養者嘅時候，過去裏面係寫過100,000封信俾呢啲嘅小朋友。
Canadians have also invested in about 300 survival moms and babies programs.
過去裏面加拿大嘅教會亦都嚟到投資喺好300個唔同有關於去支援啲媽媽同埋小朋友 BB 仔嘅一啲嘅項目上面。
And that benefits over 4,600 moms and their newborn babies.
而有4,600个妈妈同埋 BB 仔喺当中受惠。
And then we have projects like WASH, which is water, sanitation, hygiene.
其实我哋仲有好多嘅项目嘅，譬如包括咗呢一个水源嘅项目啊、教育嘅项目啊，同埋咧喺食物援助上面嘅项目。
Education programs, infrastructure, building classrooms and churches.
还有很多的建筑的项目，譬如起这个班房各方面教会里面的项目。
And most recently, in response to the global food crisis, food security programs.
而在刚刚过去这段时间的时候，我们都回应世界粮食危机的一些项目。
So there's a deep, rich partnership history here in Canada.
所以过往的里面，加拿大和我们 Compassion 里面的合作，那个历史其实是很悠久的。
And there's a deep, rich history here with Koinonia Church.
而在哥倫的裡面亦都過去好積極咁樣嚟支援 Compassion喺各地唔同嘅工作。
Since Pastor Joshua's trip in 2018,
2018年之後, 當 Pastor Joshua去過呢個墨西哥之後,
we've seen the church partner with us on programs in Veracruz and in Chiapas and other parts of Mexico.
我哋過去嘅裏面就參與緊喺好多喺墨西哥嘅裏面嘅一啲嘅救援工作。
And we're so grateful to you for that partnership.
而我哋好對於我哋呢一個嘅同工呢個合作過嘅裏面，我哋得著好大嘅幫助，並且互相祝福。
And of course, you as a church have and individual families have invested in child sponsorships.
而當過去嘅裏面，教會同埋好多嘅個人都將佢哋嘅資源投資喺呢一個兒童助養嘅項目嘅上面。
And people often ask me another question, and that would be, why child sponsorship? Why now?
而另一個問題就係好多人問就係點解我哋要有呢個兒童助養咧？點解要而家做呢一樣嘢咧？
Poverty has an effect on children.
我哋嘅小朋友其實被貧窮呢樣嘢其實影響得好深嘅。
Children are disproportionately affected by poverty and events like a global pandemic and a global food crisis.
而在這段時間，我們發現我們的小朋友除了被貧窮這件事影響得很深之外，其實全球的新冠肺炎的影響，其實對他們都帶來很多的傷害。
Those problems are pushed down to the children. They are the most vulnerable, the bottom of the food chain, if you will.
這些問題其實令到我們的小朋友帶來更大的困難和困苦，因為如果我們說好像一個食物鏈一樣的時候，小朋友就是最容易受傷害，亦都是一個食物鏈當中最低層的地方。
And so we want to give you that opportunity today. Perhaps you're already a sponsor. If you don't, we want to ask you that you'd considering sponsoring a child today and releasing them from poverty in Jesus' name.
所以今天的早上，我盼望能够可以将个机会带俾大家。如果过去嘅里面你未试过，亦都未做嘅话，我盼望你能够可以考虑今日嘅里面嚟到去参与呢一个嘅儿童助养嘅工作，以至于我哋能够可以帮助呢啲儿童从呢个困苦嘅当中释放出嚟。
And for those of you who might not be familiar, let me just talk about quickly the three distinctives of the Compassion Ministry.
有关于我们 Compassion 的工作的里面，可能大家未必过去里面好熟悉。今天嘅早上，我好想带俾大家喺我哋嘅 Compassion 里面有三个好大嘅特点。First
of all and foremost, we're Christ-centered.
第一样嘢，我哋系以基督作为我哋嘅中心。
When we say releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name, it's not just our slogan.
我哋话在主耶稣基督嘅里面，我哋盼望能够释放儿童从呢一个贫穷当中出嚟嘅话，呢一个唔系只系一句嘅口号嚟噶。We
mean it.
我哋系好认真咁样要做到呢样嘢噶。We,
like the church, are motivated by the great commandment to love and to serve.
過去裏面我哋嘅事工，其實好似同教會一樣，我哋都係被主耶穌基督嘅大使命，就係傳福音嘅大使命，所嚟到去推動。And
the Great Commission.
同埋愛人如己呢一個主耶穌俾我哋嘅命令。Secondly,
we're child-focused.
第二樣嘢就係我哋以小朋友嘅生命作為我哋嘅焦點。That's
fairly obviously, but when we believe that when children thrive, they will lead their families, communities, and nations to thrive.
我哋好相信嘅一样嘢就系今日若然我哋嘅小朋友能够被兴起嘅话，其实佢哋能够可以带领佢哋嘅家庭、带领佢哋嘅社区、带领佢哋嘅国家都一样嘅被兴起。So
investing in the life of a child is the best way to fight against poverty.
所以今日若然我哋能够可以投资喺小朋友嘅生命嘅里面，其实呢个系一个最好嘅途径嚟到去对抗贫穷。And
we are church-driven.
同埋我哋係以教會作為呢個嘅推動力。This
is strategic.
呢一個係我哋嘅策略嚟嘅。All
of our initiatives and programs are owned and implemented by the local church.
所有我哋嘅工作，所有嘅項目，其實都係屬於並且由呢一個本地當地嘅教會所運作。We
want to empower, equip, enable the local church to be the local church.
我哋盼望能够可以装备帮助当地嘅教会成为真系当地嗰度嘅教会。
To to love and to serve their neighbors and their communities.
来到去爱并且去服侍佢哋自己嘅邻舍，佢哋自己嘅社区。
And when that happens, lives are transformed.
而我哋发觉，如果咁样能够可以发生嘅话，生命原来就可以被转化。
We want these children to be known.
我哋好盼望呢啲嘅小朋友，呢啲有需要嘅小朋友能够被认识。
We want these children to be loved.
我好盼望佢哋能够可以感受到被爱。
And we want these children to be connected, protected.
佢哋能够可以被接连并且受到保护。
And so there's an opportunity for you today.
所以今天嘅早上，你有呢个机会啦。
To join this community here.
让我哋一个嘅同一个嘅群体，同一个嘅属灵嘅群体。
And in impacting a community in Mexico.
我哋能够可以去影响并且去建立一个喺墨西哥里面嘅群体。
Inspiring hope and health into a child's life.
我哋盼望将呢个嘅盼望，将呢个嘅健康，将呢个医治嚟到带到嗰个嘅群体嘅里面。
Now let's get one thing straight.
嗱，有一样嘢要坦坦白白咁讲。
I'm not a preacher.
我唔系一个传道人。
I'm not a teacher.
我唔系一个老师。
I'm not a speaker.
我更加唔系一个讲员添。
I'm just a networker with a heart to see people in right relationship.
我只系一个嘅联络人啦，一个嘅一个嘅人。我有一个心，有一个嘅眼界去见到一啲正确嘅关系。
Right relationship with themselves.
同佢一个一啲对同自己一啲嘅正确嘅关系。
With others.
同其他人。
And with their creator.
同埋我哋嘅上帝之间一个正确嘅关系。
And as I travel across the province and speak on behalf of compassion and these children,
而過去裏面，我去到唔同嘅地方，喺呢一個嘅省份嘅裏面，喺唔同嘅教會嚟到為到呢啲小朋友嚟到説話。
I count it a great privilege to speak on behalf of those that cannot speak for themselves.
佢哋冇辦法能夠為自己嚟到發聲，但我好有榮幸能夠可以為佢哋嚟到向你嚟到説話。
So my prayer this morning is that something seen or said today will inspire and challenge.
我盼望我今日嘅祷告就系我盼望，正因我所讲嘅嘢能够可以成为你某啲嘅启发，并且对你有挑战。
All of us to respond to God's abundant generosity in our lives.
就系驱动你嚟去回应上帝喺我哋心里面所放下丰盛嘅慷慨。
A reminder to us to open our eyes to His generosity.
嚟到去提醒我哋，我哋要开我哋嘅眼睛嚟到睇上帝今日嘅慷慨。
That abundant generosity that's all around us.
而神嘅慷慨今日原来都系周围咁样围绕住我哋嘅。
So think about this.
嗱，你谂一谂喎。
You live in the Greater Vancouver Regional District.
你住喺大温哥华嘅地区。
In this most fertile land, in this beautiful province.
喺呢个嘅省份里面最肥沃嘅嗰一笪嘅土地。
With the ocean, the mountains, the rivers, the lakes, the abundant landscapes.
有山有水有湖有河。
At night you gaze up into the stars and you see the galaxy and marvel at God's creation.
夜晚黑你举头望见即系无边嘅呢一个嘅星际。
The very generosity of God.
你会好惊叹上帝嘅创造，并且惊叹佢对你同我嘅慷慨。
The air that you breathe. The generosity of God.
而今日里面你能够有机会去吸到新鲜嘅空气，呢个都系上帝嘅慷慨。
Living here in North America, in Canada, in BC, in Richmond, the generosity of God.
你能够可以住喺北美，你住喺加拿大，你住喺 BC 省，你住喺列治文啊，这个系上帝对你嘅慷慨。
And I can say that in Richmond, I was born and raised here in Richmond. Grew up not far away from here.
而当我嚟到去列治文嘅时候，其实我想话俾你，其实我系喺呢度出世同埋喺呢度成长嘅。
Fun fact.
而有趣嘅事实系
39 and a half years ago, I stood on this stage.
39年之前，我企喺呢一个嘅台上面。
And was married to my wife of almost 40 years now.
同我太太喺度结婚噶。
Yeah. So it's so good to be back in this building.
所以咧，当我入到嚟呢度嘅时候咧，好多美好嘅回忆就弹翻晒出嚟啦。
Let's look at James chapter 1. It says this.
我哋睇雅各书第一章。
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
各样美好的阿各书第一章第十七节这样讲，他说各样美好的赏赐，各样完备的恩赐，都是从上面从众光之父降下来的，他本身并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
We serve a generous God who has abundantly blessed us.
我们所服侍的是一位慷慨的上帝，他对我们有无限的祝福。
Gifted us, chosen us, purposed us.
他供应我们，他拣选我们，并且将生命的意义摆在我们的生命当中。
Who does not abandon us when times get tough?
When times get tough. 而当在困难的时间里面，他从来没有离弃过我们。
He is a father who loves you, who knows you, who protects you.
他是那位的天父，他愿意爱你，他愿意知道你，认识你，并且保护你。
And wants to give you every good and perfect gift that he offers.
他愿意将各样最美好的赏赐，并且最完全的礼物，这个恩赐都来到去供应给你。
A generous God who wants you to thrive.
这位是一位慷慨的上帝，他愿意你和我的生命都能够丰富，能够兴旺起上来。
Ephesians 1 says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing.
以弗所书第一章这样讲，他说，我们主耶稣基督的父，神是应当称颂的，他在基督里曾经把天上各种属灵的福分赐给我们。
Every spiritual blessing.
每一样属灵的福气。
He's generously given you and me every spiritual blessing in heaven.
他愿意很慷慨地将天上每一种属灵的福气都赐过给你和我。
Forgiveness, goodness, wisdom, grace, love, peace, joy, discernment, courage, strength, perseverance, victory.
宽恕、良善、智慧、恩典、爱、和平、喜乐、分辨能力、勇气、力量、忍耐、德性。
And compassion.
同埋怜悯.
No, so I saved that for last.
Compassion Canada.
There's power here.
背后是有一份的力量在背后的.
God's generous spirit is alive in all of us.
神那份慷慨的灵，活灵活现地活在你和我的生命中间.
And my prayer today is that you come alive to what God wants to do through you.
而今日我的祷告就是，我盼望你的生命能够可以被开放，神就在你的生命通过你来完成他自己的工作。
In 2 Corinthians 8 says this, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
哥林多后书8章9节亦都咁样讲过，佢话你们是知道我们嘅主耶稣基督嘅恩典的，他本来富足，却为你哋成了贫穷，要使你们因佢嘅贫穷成为富足。For
your sake, for my sake, for your neighbor's sake.
为咗你嘅缘故，为咗我嘅缘故，为咗你嘅邻舍嘅缘故。For
children around the world.
为咗嗰啲喺世界各地唔同嘅小朋友。He
became poor. So that through his poverty, we all might become rich.
我们的主耶稣愿意自己成为贫穷，以致今日你贫穷，各成为富足。
And when this generous God asks us to become generous,
当我们这位慷慨的神去指示你和我都要成为一个慷慨的人的时候,
it's not like it's something he hasn't already done.
不是有些事是他未做过的，其实他之前他都有做过的。
Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice on the cross.
你还记得吗? 我们的主耶稣在十字架上为我们摆上了那个终极的牺牲。
For our sake, he became poor.
因着我们的缘故，他成为了贫穷。
For our sake, he gave up his spiritual privilege and took on the sins of the world.
因着我们的缘故，他摆下那个属灵的权柄，来到去肩担起、背负起整个世界的罪。
For God so loved the world that he gave.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生儿子赐给他们。
so that we could become rich in spirit and in life everlasting.
所以以至于今日我哋能够在灵里面变得富足，并且我哋能够享有永远嘅生命。
So sometimes I think we have to shift our mindset.
所以有阵时我谂我哋喺睇事物嘅方法上面，我哋需要有啲嘅调教嘅。
From what we think is scarcity to abundance.
由我哋时常去谂缺乏。成日去谂究竟我唔够啲乜嘢，我唔足够啲乜嘢，我哋应该去谂究竟今日我哋有啲乜嘢，我哋喺边笪嘅地方里面享受紧丰富。
Generosity begins with our perspective。
当我哋讲慷慨嘅时候，从来都系从观点角度睇事物嘅角度开始。
Maybe we need to rearrange our perspective。
或者我哋需要调教，重新调教我哋嘅观点。
Maybe we have to think a different way。
我哋要从另一个角度嚟去谂嘢。
We have to consider。Abundance over scarcity.
我哋去谂丰富，而唔系谂自己缺少啲乜嘢。
That's a difficult thing to do right now.
我知道咧喺今时今日嘅里面要咁样谂唔容易。
With inflation, high interest rates, high gas prices, the cost of groceries, supply chain issues.
我哋有好多嘅问题，譬如好似通货膨胀啦，譬如好似呢一个油价高企啦，仲有呢个食物嘅价格上升啦，仲有呢一个高房地产利息，嗱呢啲都系令到我哋好困难咁样谂嘅一啲嘅原因。
But this morning I want to ask you, what is your worldview?
但今天嘅早上，我想带一条嘅问题俾你啊，就系究竟你今日你嘅世界观系点咧？你点样睇个世界嘅咧
？Do you view the world as full of opportunity?
你会不会看这个世界其实是满有机会
That there's plenty to go around, that you're stepping into a wide, wide world full of abundance.
有很多的机会你可以把握，于是你踏进去的其实是一个充满着机会，充满着丰富的一个世界。
Believing that our generous God gives us good gifts.
因为你相信一样东西，就是这位的上帝是会将最好的东西来供应给你。
And that he hasn't.Nor will he ever fail us.
而佢系从来冇令到我哋失望过嘅。
Or do you view it as scarcity?
定系你成日都系谂紧你唔足够啲乜嘢，你缺乏啲乜嘢
？And you live hiding and hoarding and staring at your bank account.
于是你成日就觉得自己唔足够，于是你点啊？你去囤积咯，买好多嘢咯，咁样，甚至乎你成日好关注你嗰个嘅银行户口里面嗰个嘅金额同埋嗰个数量。
Because how we view things is how we do things.
因为今日里面你点睇嘢咧，其实系影响紧你点样做嘢噶。
Our behavior.Is related to our perspective.
你今日嘅行事为人嘅模式，其实系同你嘅观点角度系成为咗一个好密切嘅关系。
So do you think I don't have much, or I have so much?
所以今日里面你点谂啊？你谂紧就系，哎呀，我仲有争好多嘢，我仲好缺乏啊？定系唔系啊？其实我好丰富，我已经足够。
Amy Carmichael was a missionary in India in the late 1800s.
Amy Carmichael 咧係一個咧去印度嘅一個宣教士，佢嘅時間係大約喺19到20世紀之間。
She served for 55 years, coming from England to India, rescuing children who were exploited and enslaved.
佢由英國去到呢個印度，佢用咗55年嘅時間喺嗰度嚟到服侍嗰啲嚟到受壓制、被奴役嘅小孩子。
She sacrificed much of her life.
佢差唔多咧將佢整個嘅一生都擺上噶啦。
Her resources and capacity.For these children,
佢嘅資源啊，佢嘅氣力啊，佢全部擺上都係為到當地嘅嗰啲嘅小朋友。
She dedicated her life to service, and in her final years, she was bedridden, but managed the orphanage she built from her bedside.
佢整個嘅人生都擺上喺呢個嘅服侍嘅上面，甚至乎到佢臨離世之前嗰幾年嘅時候，其實佢已經卧在牀上噶啦，但係佢仍然繼續嘅嚟到去服侍。
And I believe Amy Carmichael captured the true essence of generosity when she said this.
而我好相信Amy Carmichael 佢好明白到慷慨嘅嗰个嘅核心啊，因为佢曾经讲过一番咁样嘅说话。
She said, "You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving."
佢话你今日如果冇爱嘅话，或许你依然可以嚟到付出，但若然你要去爱嘅话，你就唔可能冇摆上。
And there's the shift.
而你见到呢一个系一个嘅调教，一个嘅改变。
Put in perspective.
就係一個觀點上面嘅改變。
So encourage you to step into that abundance.
你就係讓我哋去踏入一種豐富。
Step into the generosity.
踏入去慷慨。
Step into His love.
踏入去上帝嘅愛嘅裏面。
And generosity places God's gifts and blessings into circulation.
而呢一個嘅慷慨更加可以讓神喺對我哋嘅供應同埋祝福能夠傳遞到更遠嘅地方。
Simple acts of kindness, of compassion, of service.
就係透過一啲好微小嘅一啲嘅良善，並且連率嘅侍奉同埋服務。
We'll come back to you.
我哋會再講多啲嘅。
We can turn our lives towards generosity because of what God has done for us.
我哋其實係可以將我哋嘅生命能夠可以轉化成為一個更慷慨嘅生命，因為原因就係神已經為我哋做上同樣嘅嘢噶啦。
Rather than turning away from it.
啊，我哋唔因為就係因為上帝能夠已經為我哋做上同樣嘅嘢，我哋能夠可以跟隨佢嘅腳步嚟行。
And when we turn towards generosity, it returns to us.And even more meaningful.
而當我哋讓我哋嘅人生能夠活得更加慷慨嘅時候，其實慷慨本身係會為我哋嘅生命帶嚟有更大嘅意義。
So I would encourage you again, as individuals, as families, as a church.
所以今天嘅早上，我繼續嘅好希望嚟到鼓勵你啊，個人又好，家庭又好，又或者整個教會嘅群體都好。
To consider investing in a child's life.
嚟考慮嘅時候，我哋投資喺一個小朋友嘅生命嘅裏面。
In a child's future,
投資喺一個小朋友嘅未來嘅裏面。
Through child sponsorship,
透過我哋嘅兒童助養嘅工作。
The experience is real; it's life-changing.
而嗰個你能夠經歷到嘅經歷，其實係好真實，並且係好改變，能夠改變到生命。
You can bring holistic healing and hope to a child, their family, their whole community.By partnering with compassion.
你可以呢透過同 compassion 嘅呢一個嘅合作，我哋能夠可以將呢一個整全嘅醫治啊，呢一個嘅盼望帶到嗰啲有需要嘅家庭同埋小朋友嘅生命當中。
In releasing children from poverty, in Jesus' name.
並且因著耶穌基督嘅緣故，我哋將小朋友從貧窮當中釋放出嚟。
And we know this that.A simple act like child sponsorship is not the only way to turn our lives towards generosity.
我哋明白嚇，我呢一個嘅兒童助養嘅工作，呢個唔係唯一嘅方法，我哋能夠可以嚟到幫助呢啲有需要嘅小朋友。
But it's a great way to begin.
但係作為一個慷慨嘅一個人嘅，呢個絕對係一個好好嘅起步點。
So please consider starting that journey with us.
所以我鼓勵弟兄姊妹能夠可以同我哋一同嘅嚟到係同工喺呢一方面。
God bless you.
願神賜福俾你。我哋多謝阿 Grant 今日裡面俾我哋嘅分享。We thank you, Grant,
thank
you for sharing. So let us know more about the work of compassion. 所以以下落嚟嘅時間，不如我哋都好似上個禮拜咁，我哋為到阿 Grant 同埋佢哋嘅團隊，並且 Compassion Canada 嘅工作繼續嘅，佢喺扶貧喺唔同嘅地方嘅裡面去幫助啲貧窮嘅家庭嘅工作，我哋為佢哋祈禱好唔好啊？為佢哋祝福好唔好啊？我哋哥倫成個嘅羣體，我哋就為到 Compassion Canada 嚟到禱告。我邀請弟兄姊妹一同嘅起立，我哋咧同心為到佢哋祈禱。我先會用英文祈禱，然之後咧我會再用廣東話咧為佢哋祈禱。Let us pray.Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that this morning you have once again shown us your work among the needy. Through your work at Compassion Canada, you are helping and providing for families and children who are on the brink of poverty. Through the work of your church, they can experience your grace and love to their lives. Our Lord, we understand that it is your desire that we, your people, the church, become a generous community. Therefore, in this morning,We would like to pray for Compassion Canada. May you grant them the wisdom and the strength they need so that they will continue to be the blessing of the poor. May you continue to guide them and provide them, especially to Grant and his team, so that their work can extend even further and deeper into people's lives. Also, we ask you to raise up even more Christians and church in our community.So that they would join hands with them and will bring even more blessings to those people and families in need through their partnership. Lord, thank you again. May you continue to open our eyes and our hearts and grant us the heart and courage to follow your will. 我们天父啊，感谢你。今年的早上的时候，你再次在我们的面前展示你在贫穷人当中慷慨的工作。通过你在 Compassion Canada 的工作，你正在帮助并且去供应那些仍然处于贫穷边缘的家庭和儿童。通过你的教会，让人在当中可以体会得到你的生命恩典和爱。我们的主啊，我们明白的，你的心意是要属你的子民，就是你的教会成为一个慷慨的群体。今天的早上，我们要再次为到 Compassion Canada 的工作来到祷告。神啊，我求你赐予他们所需的智慧和力量，让他们继续成为贫穷人的祝福。求你继续引导他们，供应他们，特别是 Grant 和他的团队，使到他们的工作能够更进一步地进深到更多人的生命里头。同时间，我们都求主在我们的社区里面兴起更多的基督徒，更多的教会，让他们能够与 Grant 他们一班人来携手，就是通过的合作去帮助那些有需要的家庭，并且为他们带来更多的祝福。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你的工作。我们求愿你继续开启我们的眼睛和心灵，赐给我们遵行你旨意的心智和力量。你的教会在你的面前，我们同心祷告，是奉我救主耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。